And then Jesus says something that is mind-blowing, earth-shattering, history-altering. What he says is, no one knows the Son himself except for the Father, and here's the big idea, no one knows the Father except for the Son. Sometimes we can just read Jesus' words. No, hit the brakes, pull over, take a look. Here's what Jesus is saying. I'm the only person on earth who knows God. That's a big statement. Can you imagine Jesus saying that today? Can you imagine the headlines tomorrow? Jesus Christ says, no one else knows God. Really? How do you feel, Dalai Lama? Miss Oprah, do you have any opinions? Right, this would be a big debate. Jesus says, no one knows the Father except for me. This is a big statement. Jesus is saying, as the Son of God, as the second member of the Trinity, the Father and I have been together perfectly, unceasingly, eternally. He knows me like no one knows me, and I know him, and no one knows him unless I reveal him to them. Here's the point. No one knows God the Father apart from God the Son. No one knows God apart from Jesus. Jesus was crucified for saying things like this, and were he walking the earth still today rather than seated in heaven, he'd get crucified again. What this means is that those who are Jewish but don't love Jesus, they have no idea who the God of the Bible is. Those who are Muslim and say, we believe that God is like a father, but we don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, they have no idea who God is. The Jehovah's Witnesses who would say, we believe in God the Father, but we don't believe that Jesus is God, they have no idea who God is. There is no knowledge of God. There is no revelation of God. There is no declaration of God apart from Jesus. So you say, that's very offensive. What's more offensive to God are false religions who would encourage you to know the Father apart from the Son, meaning you don't know him at all. We don't want for you morality, religion, or spirituality. We want the Father's love. We want you adopted into the church, the Father's family. We want you to receive the Father's inheritance, which begins with a down payment of the Holy Spirit, and that is only made possible through seeing and savoring Jesus as Lord, God, Savior, and Christ. Do you know Jesus? Have you met Jesus? Mars Hill, do you love Jesus? Some of you are here today and you would say, I believe in God. Jesus is who you need to get to know. Some of you would say, but I'm very spiritual. Spirituality apart from Jesus is demonology. Get to know Jesus. You cannot know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You cannot know the Father without Jesus. You need to know all of God, the fullness of God. There's one mediator between us and God, the man Christ Jesus. You cannot, you will not connect to God apart from Jesus. Your sin needs to be atoned for, and God needs to reveal himself to you. If you miss everything I say, you need Jesus. Am I clear with my big idea? Now, some of you come here today and you say, I don't know Jesus. I don't want to know Jesus. Here's the good news. This is what Jesus says. No one knows the Father except for the Son and those to whom the Son has revealed him. Congratulations. This is fantastic. Jesus has chosen right now to reveal the Father to you. You're hearing the preaching of God's word. You're hearing the revelation of God's Son. You're invited to know God as the Father. You may have not known him. You may have not known about him. You may have not known of his love and forgiveness and adoption and salvation. But Jesus has chosen you on this day to reveal himself to. That's what he says. You cannot know the Father unless Jesus Christ the Son chooses to reveal himself to you. He loves you. Look how much he loves you. He's revealing himself to you right now. Some of you, you don't know what's going on inside of you. You don't know why your life's not working. You don't know why you're here. You don't know what you're feeling. Let me tell you this. Jesus is revealing himself to you so that you could be adopted into the family of God to know the love of the Father.